nose pressing to the window pane and eyes peering into a shadowy whiteness, little Dolly Russet appeared hypnotized by a blanket of snowflakes falling to the somber street below. She observed something else, how she stood next to her mother in the dark reflecting window. Her mother displayed a sad countenance. "Are you okay, Mama?" inquired Dolly, drawing closer to her mother. "Yes," whispered her mother with a teardrop ebbing from her batted eye as she paused her hand upon her daughter's shoulder. "Don't worry, Mama, I'm beside you," whispered Dolly, tugging on her mother's lower arm while gazing steadily up her mother's profile face. It seemed far-fetched that a 12-year-old African-American girl, who had not only realized her mother's sadness at the time, but must have foreseen her inevitable role as a caregiver in the future. The unforeseen, looming struggles ahead would try her determination for reconciliation between her and the two women she would have come to love dearly. "This one is big, Mama," shouted Dolly, returning her gaze to the heaping snowflakes on her windowsill. The storm must have seemed grandiose because the flakes were unusually big and fluffy this time. So much more than Dolly had ever seen in one evening. This big event was called the Blizzard of 78. "Do you know what I wish, Mama?" said Dolly, still gazing into the dark window. "Know what?" inquired her mother as she turned her gaze towards her daughter. "That I was old enough to take care of you." "Really, dear, that's a nice thought. Thank you." Dolly's words resonated like a soft droplet, tapping window panes, where winds gusting to over 60 miles per hour created more and more massive drifts, delaying snow removal efforts for the next several days, closing schools, and halting traffic.